hey, it's not my kid. Wait, maybe it is. It's one more thing.
And there we go.
Armstrong and Getty. One more thing.
So we're Michael got Michael... so drunk with power doing the introduction, he forgot to play the little sound.
Yes, we're giving Michelangelo the reins of one more thing once again. The stakes are very low. And yeah, so it's hard to talk and then hit the button at the same time. So the stakes are incredibly low on one more thing, aren't they? I don't know why it feels that way. I just feel like...
it's important.
It's just relaxed. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I mean, yeah, it all counts toward our podcast numbers and everything like that. It's how we make our living. So from that standpoint, it's the same. But there's something about the fact that it's not live or something makes it feel to me like less responsibility. I have no idea why.
I personally approach this with great seriousness.
We are not under the oppressive thumb of the Federal Communications Commission.
Oh, that's right. Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez Louise.
You can't say that.
Nor the oppression of the clock.
That's right. Screw you, clock.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Michael's introduction brought up a painful memory for me. The it's not my kid, yeah, it is. I was probably glad. Does Gladys stick around for the podcast?
Yeah, she's still here.
I haven't read her contract in ages. It was probably like third grade Sunday school.
Gladys got into Dogecoin early, so she might quit.
So the third grade was down like on the basement level of my church, the church I grew up in. And my mom was in some sort of Bible study or something on the same floor. This is Sunday morning. And for some reason, I was out in the hall. Maybe I was going to the bathroom or whatever. I can't remember. And I was... having a discussion with a buddy of mine, at one point I said, oh, God, loud enough to be heard inside the classroom where my mom was. And spouting off like that in church, saying that on a Sunday morning. Yeah. And she told me, I heard you. I knew it was you. I pretended I didn't know whose kid had done that. And I was like, oh.
That hurts.
That was like as mean as my mom ever got.
Yeah.
God rest her soul.
Huh, that's a
so
good
thanks
one.
Thanks for bringing that back, Michael. Thank you for dredging that up.
That's a good one. It's a bad habit, from my standpoint, taking the Lord's name in vain in that sort of way. There's no need for it. It's just an expression, and there's plenty of others I can choose. So,
by jingo.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm going to go with that.
Oh, golly.
Hey, Hanson, your executive producer, Hanson, I was at the Little League game last night, and something happened, and your wife said something like, pickles and apricots or something like that. I mean, it was so, Hanson's from South Dakota. She's from Canada. It was just so, you know, that part of the world. Just dang it. Like my mom would stub her toe and say, good governor, that hurts.
My wife is big on Liberty Gibbet.
Anyway, you had something for us, Michael.
Yeah, we got Ari Nagel. He's known as a Sperminator. And apparently
I don't like that name.
Oh, you should have warned us.
Now, he's fathered 70.
I didn't see an S-bomb coming.
He's fathered 78 children in here. What? Here's a clip of him talking about it.
All right.
A lot of the women are just in the U.S. Sometimes they're abroad. I went to Africa twice last month to try and meet women to help them conceive. The month before that, I was in Barbados and then Georgia, the country, not the state. Well, of the 13 women that are currently pregnant, I gave it to them all in a cup, and then they just put it in themselves. Sometimes we end up using a clinic if they're older. Around a dozen of my children were conceived the old-fashioned way. I never charged any of the women for helping them grow their families. Of course, I do get paid with lots of hugs and kisses and a lifetime of appreciation.
He's 44 years old.
That's odd.
That's a weirdo. How many kids did he conceive of the regular way, did he say?
13.
About a dozen?
13. Yeah.
And he seems like extraordinarily proud of it. So he's either got a sexual kink or some other weird kink.
Well, and he comes off as a bit of a strange ranger, too. I mean, what's the appeal? Just he's willing to have sex with a woman? So's everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And you're willing to give somebody... I've never understood people who do this and take such pride in it, because raising my sons means so much to me. And, like, you know, carrying on the family tradition of raising them correctly and having certain values and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
To just have a bunch of... offspring of me and my lineage just around the world that I pay no attention to because it was kind of cool to do it. Seems
can reproduce.
I've just never understood the appeal. I mean, but on the other hand, somebody's got to do it. But I like it. I like it a lot better when it's like Melissa Etheridge and her wife at the time. You know, they had a musician she looked up to was friends with David Crosby, and then you go that direction, and somebody you stay in contact with.
Yeah, but he's completely nuts, and didn't the child end up taking their own life or something like that? Die of drug abuse or something?
Yes.
So choose carefully.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a
decent
point.
Try not to choose one of the craziest people in the Western friggin' world.
Who's a drug addict.
Yeah.
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 But
wow, that's crazy.
But from that standpoint, the plenty of women that do need, they need that, the S word, and it's got to come from somewhere. And you can't expect everybody who's going to donate to, like, be heavily involved in raising all those children. That's unrealistic.
Well, no, and there are fertility clinics, but that guy, like, he's on a world tour.
He's just, like, he's so pleased with what he's done. Yeah, I could do that too, dude. There's nothing that separates you from me other than you decided to do this, so what?
How many ties does he get for Father's Day? Does he just have, like, a mountain of them?
Well,
I'd like to know more about this guy. I mean, is he like some 6'4" Mensa member who's gifted at the piano? Or is he just a guy who likes to shtup and give out his spermatozoans?
Well, he said he gets lots of hugs and kisses. I don't know what he meant. I mean,
stays in touch with the
I don't want to get too
moms,
serious about this. But if I got a Father's Day present from some kid I have no relationship with, I'd cry all day long.
Because you really like ties?
But there are 80 of them. 80.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know how he looks at it. It is weird.
Do we still have that Arnold
clip?
What did
he look like?
I got laid a lot. It was great.
What did he look like?
Oh, is that him there?
Okay.
Is he a good-looking guy, or are they just choosing based on his looks?
I'm getting a bigger picture. Oh, he's a really, really good-looking
dude. That's what it is. They're picking somebody that's good-looking because they want a good-looking kid.
You know what? He's a dead ringer for our agent, Eric.
Okay, so that's what's going on there.
Hey, yeah. Wait, it is Eric. No,
I know a couple, married couple, both women, and they have a couple of kids, and I know them pretty well, but not enough to start asking these kind of questions. But I don't know anything about how they made it happen, but I know their kids are all really cute kids with beautiful blue eyes. So somehow they chose a way to make that happen. Mm. So I suppose the looks has a lot to do with it.
This is getting a little Aryan Nation in here for my taste. I mean, there's all sorts of beautiful children that don't look like, you know.
As an alcoholic who fully believes that there's a hereditary component to that, even though neither my mom or dad are alcoholics, I would certainly want to stay away from that. I mean, they could be good looking, but if they got the I'm an alcoholic gene, then you ain't doing yourself any favors there. So,
well, there's, like I said, there's half a dozen kinds of weird going around in that story. I'd
like
to interview like everybody involved.
If I was going to choose, I want obviously good symmetric genes are important. They're not important, actually. Not important at all. But if you get a chance to choose, you might as well go with that.
Yeah, it doesn't hold you back in life.
No, heck no. I'd want intelligent, but not super intelligent. Just like above average. But anything further than that, I would get a little worried. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because I've known people that like chose from genius sperms and stuff like that. Why? Every super smart person I know is miserable or crazy.
Yeah, that process is amazing, too. They make the sperms take tests, and they figure out which ones are the smartest. Sitting there in their graduate's cap, number 2 pencil. Yeah, genius is just another kind of crazy.
So I don't.
Your brain doesn't work like other people's.
So what would you go for? You're choosing the sperm. You, for whatever reason, you can't produce sperm for a kid. Your wife wants to have a baby.
Well, this is fiction, but go on.
So what do you choose? What are you looking for? What traits are you looking for?
Oh, I don't disagree with anything you've said. I'm not quite as fixated on blue eyes there.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that. That was the friends we have. And I don't know that they chose that. It could have just been random. But
my wife has blue eyes. I'm not anti. Obviously, if it was...
Yeah, what's your one of putting all us blue-eyed people in pens? What, you're talking about Hitler?
Obviously, if we were having a girl, I'd want really big knockers. So there's I tried to get him to spit his water.
He almost did.
Oh, I felt like he was close,
Michael.
He's still
holding it in.
You timed that really well.
It's going to come through the nose.
Like you hit him like post-sip. but pre-gulp. Oh.
I almost spit that water out.
I saw him drop his right, and I jabbed with the left.
I almost spit my water. Really big knockers.
You know what? I should have said tits. If I'd said tits, you would have spit.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, dang it. Missed my opportunity.
Well, I guess that's it.